And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The story of that first Christmas day starts out as the story of a very ordinary day. Some shepherds went to work, and they were watching their sheep, and they were just going about their business. This is what they had done the day before, and the day before that, and the day before that. It's what they would do the next day. It was just business as usual for these shepherds, just everyday stuff, just like you and I. We wake up every morning, and we do what we need to do, and we come home, and then tomorrow we'll do it again. And it changes sometimes, and it varies a little, but for the most part, there's a lot of everyday days, and that's what this day was. Just an everyday, business-as-usual kind of day. But I suspect that, like us, these shepherds, as they were going about their everyday day, also had some other things running through their lives. They, just like us, had hopes and dreams, I think. And they thought about the future, and they thought about what might come at the turning of the year. Or they thought about how they could make something better, and they thought about what they might do. And they had dreams about making life maybe something different than it was, just like you and I. And these shepherds probably had struggles and joys, successes and failures in their everyday lives. Sometimes their dreams seemed to be coming true, sometimes not so much. But they just, as they lived their everyday life, I suspect they did it like we do. Dreaming hopes and dreams, working through the struggles and the joys, getting up and doing it again tomorrow. But these shepherds, I think, had one overwhelming hope. One really, really big dream. I think these shepherds dreamed something, that something was going to happen that was going to make everything better. You see, these shepherds were Jews, and as Jews, their entire life, they had heard of the Messiah. Promise from God to the Jews that the Messiah would come someday. A deliverer. A savior. Someone who would make all of the struggles go away. Someone who would make all the dreams come true. And these Jewish shepherds had certainly heard their parents talk about this Messiah. And they had heard their grandparents talk about the Messiah. And if they'd been around, they had heard their great-grandparents talk about the Messiah. Because this was a dream of generations. And all of the Jews for generations had dreamed this dream and clung to this promise that God said, someday the deliverer will come. And these shepherds, I'm sure, talked about it among themselves at times. And they probably talked about, what do you think it'll look like when the Messiah comes? What's going to happen? And how will we know that it's him? And wouldn't it be something if we got to see him? And how will the world change when the Messiah comes? I'm sure they talked about those things. And I'm sure they talked about the fact that isn't it amazing that we're the people of all the people of the earth, the Jews, we're the ones that God made this promise to. God must love us. And there's something special happening. And they talked about it and they dreamed about it and they looked forward to it. And they did it for generations. But for now, on this day, it was just about the business of life. They were with their sheep on a dark night. But then, the sky caught fire, and the night exploded in song. And it was so not everyday life. I'm sure these shepherds might have thought, am I seeing things? Because the magnitude of what they were experiencing, they were seeing a brightness and hearing a sound that they had never, ever seen or heard before. And they must have thought, am I seeing things? Is this really true? Because what they saw, as they stood by their sheep in that dark night, as they came face to face with an angel, a herald from God, a messenger from heaven. And the message that this angel was telling them might have been more unbelievable than the sight of the angel. Because what the angel said to these shepherds in what had started off in an everyday day was that the time had come. The time was now, and the Savior was here. The dream of generations was happening then. It was happening there. It was happening to them. This ceased to be a normal day. This became something extraordinary beyond what they could have ever imagined. Who would have thought that they would have seen what all of their people for generations before them had longed for and dreamed about? Who would think that they would see and be told that the thing they had longed for every day of their life, the time is now, the time has come, the Savior is here. And again, I suspect that these shepherds might have been tempted to think, oh man, can this really be true? Am I really seeing and hearing what I think I'm seeing and hearing? But then, as if to emphasize the reality of it, the sky was suddenly filled with angels, and from horizon to horizon, the darkness scattered and fled away from the brightness of these heavenly beings, and the quiet disappeared in an explosion of song, the like of which they had never heard in their lives, and their senses, which had already been stirred up, were overwhelmed in a new way. And the angels sang and cried out, "Glory to God in the highest! Glory to God! And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men." And then they were gone. The angels left. The sky got dark and the night got quiet. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The sights and sounds of the angels must have lingered in the air, I suspect, but they began to fade, and we don't know how long those shepherds stood and stared up into the sky after they left. But what they had heard and seen faded away. But I think that even as their eyes and their ears got used to the darkness and the quiet again, and even as the sights and sounds lingered and faded, I think that there was something else that was just beginning to stir, not in their eyes and in their ears, but in their hearts. And I think the reality of what had just happened began to take shape in their hearts, and it began to grow, and it grew stronger and stronger. Do you remember what the angel said? The time has come. The time is now. The Savior is here, and the Savior is close. And these angels had spoken directly to them, and they had said, "You can find this Savior." And something, I think, as the song faded from the sky and as the darkness came back, something in their heart began to grow, began to stir, began to take power, and it began to move them. And so they followed. They followed not a command, but they followed a longing and a desire in their hearts. They followed and they found a baby. They found a baby. And they didn't question that. I'm sure that as the days went on, or if they would have stopped and thought, they might have had questions. This doesn't seem to be what we talked about the Savior looking like. This isn't what I thought would happen. Is this really? What about? Why not? How come? There might have been a lot of questions. And I'm sure in the days to come, some of those questions came up. But that night, they didn't question. Because I think that they knew. They knew. This little boy was the Savior. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad that saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. Now, hearing is one thing, seeing is another. These shepherds had heard the angels, and they had heard the song, and they had heard what the angel said, and they moved and they followed, but now they were seeing something. And when they saw the angels, their senses were stirred, their eyes and their ears. But I think when they saw this baby boy, and they knew this is what the angel said, and this is the Savior, I think that their hearts were stirred in a new way, and that longing that had begun to take shape as the angels disappeared, I think took solid shape. And it began to grow stronger as they looked at this little child and knew in their hearts, this is God's promise to me. This is the deliverer. This is the Messiah. This is what I have longed for and dreamed for all my life. This is what all of my ancestors have hoped for and looked forward to. And I am seeing it, and it began to stir their hearts. And as it stirred their hearts, I think it began to build. And I think it began to grow, and I think it began to expand in them. And it built so much, and it got bigger and stronger and deeper and fuller and shook them on the inside to the point where they had to let it out. And so they ran through town and told everybody they could find. Now, this was their hometown. These were people that they knew who were asleep, perhaps. people perhaps whose sheep they were supposed to be watching out in the fields. But the everyday of life had been swallowed up in the unbelievable joy of the Day of Days. The Messiah had come. And so they shared that wonder and that joy with everybody they could find, with anybody who would listen. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them by the angels. I think that those shepherds were never the same, because I think that thing that stirred in their heart and grew in their heart that night never went away. They could remember what the angels looked like, and they could remember the song, but it would fade over time, and it would become just a memory. But what they felt in their heart that night, I believe, never left them. I believe it grew stronger their whole life. I believe it still compelled them to follow. And when those questions came up, which I'm sure they did, it compelled them to seek an answer, but it didn't dissuade them from remembering, I have seen the Savior. And their lives were different because of it. Because the dream that they had dreamed had come true. They went back to everyday life. They went back to tending the sheep. And in many ways, life continued on as it always had. But I think for those shepherds, it was never the same. Because something had changed inside of them. Not on the outside, but on the inside. And it built up, and it stirred them, and it made them different men their whole lives. And that Christmas child comes to you and comes to me today, just like it did to those shepherds so many years ago. Do you hear the song of the angels in your heart saying to you, the time has come, the time is now, the Savior is here, the Savior is close? You hear that song? If you hear it, does it stir in your heart? Does it move you? And will you seek that child? You may have questions, but when you gaze on that little boy who is the Savior, it will change you. And your life and my life, just like those shepherds, will never be the same.